Obesity in America. Today probably isn't the best time to be thinking or talking about it, but a fascinating new report today may be shedding light on its cause. Hear why researchers now believe the American obesity epidemic could be traced back to a single heavy-set Mayflower passenger.
Just plastic, please.
And later, if you also forgot to do your Thanksgiving shopping, well, then I've got bad news, because the Kroger around the corner from my place is all out of cranberry sauce.
We have some in aisle 12.
I looked in aisle 12. You don't have any.
From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical.
No, I want each can of green beans bagged separately.
More news for you to feast on right after this.
No, no! One can, one bag! Why is that so hard?
On this Thanksgiving, we're learning a little bit more about those who first celebrated the festive tradition and what they can tell us about our own biological shortcomings. Researchers at Boston University believe they have traced the American obesity epidemic to a single heavyset passenger who sailed aboard the Mayflower. OPR historical health correspondent Joyce Evert joins me now with more. Hello, Joyce.
Hi, Leslie.
So what can you tell us about this startling discovery?
Well, Leslie, through an exhaustive analysis of genetic samples, ship logs, and tattered medical records from the early 17th century, researchers have determined that the majority of severely overweight individuals in the United States today share key genetic markers that were passed down from a 327-pound Plymouth Colony settler named Jeremiah Alden. Here's biologist Alan Fortner explaining how this one particularly hefty passenger gave rise to the elevated BMIs of modern Americans by landing on Plymouth Rock in 1620.
At a time when the average European male weighed perhaps 135 pounds, Jeremiah Alden's tremendous size was an exceedingly rare trait, which is indicated by contemporary accounts of him as, quote, a great wall of flesh and as wide across as three men together. After carefully sequencing DNA from Alden's remains, we determined that it was he who introduced a predisposition towards slow metabolism and sedentary personal habits into the American genome.
Wow, it's extraordinary to think that my own tendency to overeat and aversion to exercise could go all the way back to the Mayflower.
That's true, Leslie. And it wasn't just food. Jeremiah also appeared to have a healthy appetite for women and fathered as many as 15 children in different settlements.
Ooh.
From there, his descendants moved all over the country. In fact, a related genealogical study has shown that Jeremiah Alden is an ancestor to nearly 70% of the entire population of Chicago alone.
Huh, I thought it would have been more.
However, Dr. Fortner says that living in a country where over 62% of the population is either overweight or obese almost didn't happen. Here he is again.
Though he counted for only one of the Mayflower's 102 passengers, logs kept during the voyage claimed he had, quote, near devoured rations set aside for one man's entire voyage before setting sail from England. The passenger goes on to add that, quote, ye slothful fellow who erupteth through his waistcoat with girth, ye sweat always upon his crimson-hued face, ate our lot of salt pork, the crew grows mutinous, my own wife Constance, gaunt and scurvied, may perish yet, while ye idle Jeremiah consumes 23 biscuits by noonday.
Mutiny on the Mayflower was, of course, avoided by the passengers eventually signing the Mayflower Compact, which created a temporary set of laws and strict portion sizes for the new colony.
Mm-hmm.
We also know that Jeremiah Alden did, in fact, attend the first Thanksgiving in 1621 through the diary of the Mayflower's captain, Christopher Jones. Here's Dr. Fortner reading from the captain's pages.
Mr. Alden hath the breadth of many men, and eats as such, without nary a mite of shame. His wide fleshly hands eternally imparting morsels unto his happy mouth. The savages were angered and cried out, for Jeremiah went back for double, treble, and quadruple servings of wild fowl and maize. Yet he merely shrugged and smiled in a bashful way, in accordance with his generally joyous and agreeable comportment.
Well, the natives shouldn't have made Thanksgiving buffet style if they were going to get upset about that. Now, Joyce, is it possible that Jeremiah brought over more epidemics than just obesity, like, say, irritable bowel syndrome, or having nipples that go inward?
No, there is currently no evidence that would support that, nor any evidence that either of those are an epidemic at all.
Oh, well, Just figured I'd ask.
But what we do know is that while Jeremiah certainly set our nation on the wrong path in terms of excessive weight and unhealthy food choices, we must all take responsibility for our own health. Otherwise, we might end up just like Jeremiah, who died of a heart attack at age 46 after being accused of witchcraft.
That would be the last thing I need right now. Thanks, Joyce. That's OPR's Joyce Everts. Back in a moment.
Do you ever wonder how celebrities order food? Like, is Sarah Paulson a Diet Coke or a regular Coke girlie?
Some peasant Coke? No.
Or how does Sofia Vergara order a pizza?
No tomatoes. I cannot eat tomatoes.
Yes. Are you killed mushrooms?
Not really.
Okay. If these are the details you need, and I know you do, I have the podcast for you. I'm Jesse Tyler Ferguson, and on my podcast, Dinner's on Me, I take some notable friends of mine out to dinners in Los Angeles and New York City. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
That thing was delicious.
All right, now it's time for us all to go around the table and name three more pieces of news that we're thankful for, and I'll go first. Here's what else you need to know today. Positive coronavirus updates today, as experts have been able to confirm that the nation's virus stockpile is large enough to prevent any COVID shortages that could arise this winter. Good to hear there will be plenty to go around. And even more good news today that could be relevant to what you're doing at this very moment, as the USDA announced today that it has added fixins to the food pyramid. The updated dietary guide now recommends 5 to 8 daily servings from the fixins food group, which includes such hearty sides as coleslaw, mashed potatoes, steak fries, baked beans, and mac and cheese. So go ahead and load up on all the fixins you want. And finally, today is Thanksgiving here in the U.S., and a time to celebrate all that we are thankful for, especially those who mean the most to us, which is exactly why later today, family relatives will partake in the time-honored tradition of gathering from all across the country to stare into screens together. So, whether you're amusing yourself with your iPhone, tablet, laptop, or just enjoying the more traditional pleasure of staring into the television, the most important thing is that you're all silently gazing into some kind of glowing screen together. And I'll be damned if I'd let some virus take that away from me. And that's the Topical for today. I'm Leslie Price. If you enjoyed today's episode, you can like and subscribe to the Topical wherever you get your podcast. And if you're having trouble coming up with a list of things you're thankful for, visit theonion.com for more on all the terrible things happening to people in this world who aren't you. I think you'll really get a kick out of it. And tomorrow, it's Black Friday and the official kickoff of holiday shopping, so be sure to tune in for OPR's Seasonal Gift Guide, featuring all the best holiday gifts for the Topical host in your life. Won't want to miss it. From everyone here at The Topical, have a happy Thanksgiving. We'll see you next week.